1910. First part missing. You can appreciate these special advantages, and when we shall meet, we will talk these things over together. You are doing the very class of work that has been represented to me again and again must be done in that field. Many cities are to be wisely worked, and the very best influences should be given to this valuable place, Melrose, and Boston. I am very sure that the Lord has led and placed us in this very desirable location. We will thank the Lord with heart and soul and voice that the simplicity of true godliness will have effect, and the Lord will bless his people who will work in Christ-like simplicity. Friday morning, I am up at my usual hour. I am up and kindle the fire, all prepared for me to light at 4 o'clock. I cannot sleep beyond that hour. We breakfast at 7. I am writing now by lamplight. The Lord will cut short his work when the world is warned. Many are being tested and have made their decision. I shall now attend to my writings and close up the book on the life of Paul that I am now completing. John was successful in his ministry as he presented and enforced the doctrine of repentance, because the kingdom of heaven was at hand. John proved very successful in his ministry, and many presented themselves, confessing their sins, and were baptized in Jordan, and were willing to submit to what the teacher, the prophet, subscribed as essential to obtain an inheritance in that kingdom he came to declare. We have a special, sacred message to bear to all of our cities that have not heard the reasons for our faith, which all who labor in any line of the work are to present in their simplicity under the dictation of the Holy Spirit, which the Lord would have all his workers possess. The conversions of the Pharisees surprised the Baptist, as they had evidenced that they maintained a high opinion of their own sanctity. But when the truth is presented, the Lord by his Holy Spirit is present to convict of sinful practices, and the honest in heart desire to obtain the blessing of salvation as presented. The whole nation was stirred or intensely interested as they read the word. Thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinance of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar, the Lord of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Thus saith the Lord, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done. Jeremiah 31, verse 35 to 37. The Lord would have his Holy Spirit brought to the people. We move in the simplicity of true godliness. We need to carry the message in the spirit expressed in the message. We need the simplicity of true godliness and must have it.